Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for, one, downloading the Odyssey app, and two, finding our podcast.
Yes.
And downloading our podcast and what we expect to be laughing at our podcast. We are brought to you by BetterHelp.com, which is online therapy. We'd love it if you tried it for free. Check out BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off. Yesterday, I brought my kids. I wanted to surprise them. So I brought them to Dave and Buster's. My boys love Dave and Buster's. And they were been asking to go ever since school ended. And I kept saying, like, well, I'll take you at some point. So I picked them up from their theater camp yesterday, and I don't tell them. And I'm taking them to Dave and Buster's. And when you're, as a parent, about to do something really nice for your kids, but it's a surprise, it's such a good feeling. But at the same time, you have to be an Oscar-winning actor. Because they can sniff it on you.
Oh, my kids can't.
And they go, are we going straight home? And I'm like, no, we got to make a stop. And they both go, where? Oh, we have to go to the fountains. Oh, why? Well, I gotta pick some food, and eventually they start acting so badly. You want to go, like, you know what? We are gonna stop and just walk around the grocery store, and I'm gonna read every label I see. But then when you know we're walking up, they're like, why did we park so far from the grocery store? And then we walk into Dave and Buster's, and they go, what are we doing here? And I go, this is where we're going. But by that point, you've already done enough dialogue back and forth to keep the surprise going that they're just like, oh. They seem put out. But I watched my son, Theo, who's almost 8 years old, get bit with the claw game bug yesterday.
Oh, boy.
God, man. I was like, 1-800-GAMBLER. We got to call him now.
It's hard. Man, once you dip your toe in, it's hard to get yourself back out. I know that better than anybody.
And every single time he lost, because he lost every single time, I said, That's it. That's it. Nobody wins. I said, nobody wins on that game. And then, of course, some little girl has to win, and he has to see it. And he goes, she just won a blue rubber duck. Just like everybody else, we play video games after we eat lunch. I sit down, eat, then we'll go play video games. Well, I always forget that after you eat Dave and Buster's, you feel like you ate Dave and Buster's.
Yeah.
So now I got to walk around the arcade part of Dave and Buster's just being like...
There's a lot of sodium in that.
Yeah. Would you guys be okay if Daddy went to the bathroom real fast?
Dave and Buster's food does feel like they are salting it so that it will last many moons.
Right.
Like in the same way that on the prairie they used to salt meat to make it last.
Yes, that's so accurate.
Yeah.
And we were there like at lunchtime on a weekday, so it felt like I was a divorced dad that was like, this is my time with them.
Every other week is my time.
Yep. And as I looked around, it was nothing but other dads with their kids. And it kind of felt like this was the divorced dad club. So anyway, though, that was my Dave and Buster's adventure yesterday. And I am concerned about my son, Theo, and his claw game addiction already. It feels like 8 years old he's either going to go pro or he's going to become a claw game junkie.
As somebody who is a bit of a claw game junkie, if I have the opportunity, I feel confident that it usually just ends there. It's not a gateway drug.
It's not.
Oh.
Okay, that's good.
No.
All right, that makes me feel so much better.
There just isn't anything similar enough that scratches that itch.
And what is the itch? Almost winning something?
Being able to get it.
It's being able to get it.
Yeah.
It's thinking. Okay, so first of all, you are using your hands. Mm-hmm. So it's not like you feel in charge. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then there's so much.
You don't think every time I see it, I always think that they purposely put prizes too heavy for the claw to grab.
They do some of them. And as things get lifted up, mm-hmm. those get easier to get. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I have to tell you, I've walked away with quite a few things from Dave and Buster's.
All right.
I came away with an entire basketball one time.
That's not bad.
No.
My boys have actually learned the art of delayed gratification. And on our card that we keep using, we proudly have 3,200 tickets. So I feel like that's not bad.
And you keep the card.
Yeah. Oh, you have to. Because that's how you keep your tickets.
Well, I know, but I mean, like, I would lose it.
That's how I keep convincing my wife, we should go to Dave & Buster's. You don't, but we'll, the boys are learning about delayed gratification. Because then we get all these tickets, and then we go into the store, and I go, okay, you could get this, but if we come just a few more times, because we average about 800 tickets a time, I'm like, we could get this one next. And they're like, that's all right, good. Let it ride. Let it ride.
I'm just impressed that you don't lose the card.
Thank you. 106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call. That means we are playing Hang 10 on the Wake Up Call. Let that sweet, sweet steel guitar just wash over you like the warm water of Hawaii. As we talk to caller 17, who is you, Ray? Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Have you ever played Hang 10 before?
No, and I think I've only heard you guys play it once.
Oh, okay. Wonderful. All right. Well, we got tickets to Outside Lands on August 11th at Golden Gate Park on the line. And here's how Hang 10 works. We give you three categories, and then we give you 10 seconds to come up with five things that apply to that category. Each thing you say is worth 1 point. You need 11 points to win. Would you like a practice round?
Sure.
All right, here we go.
Okay. In 10 seconds, name five colors in the rainbow. Go.
Purple, blue, orange, yellow, green, teal, pink.
Well, you're going all way off the rainbow, but yeah. All right, that would have been five.
Did you
say for
teal?
Five. She said teal. She also said pink.
Oh, okay. Right. Roy G. Biv.
Roy G. Biv. Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, purple. All right.
Not teal or pink.
Or whatever else you said. All right. So, Ray, now we're going to play for real. Okay. Are you? You're breaking up. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, great. Okay.
Okay.
Katie has your categories.
This is a tough one. Okay.
Okay.
In 10 seconds, name five different kinds of art. Go.
Renaissance, Art Nouveau, avant-garde. Is that the type you guys are looking for?
Wow. I'm impressed.
Yes, and
that was a really hard. There's cubism there. I am very impressed.
I am impressed as well.
You could have also even said like sculpture. You could have said photography.
Modern.
Yeah, modern. You listen, there's all kinds of stuff that you could have said, but listen, you got three. Not great, but not terrible.
But not terrible.
All right.
Oh, my gosh.
And okay, knowing okay, Katie, okay. They're only going to get easier because she loves you.
Right.
Katie.
Well, there's only two more left. So they are right there. Okay. In 10 seconds, name five department stores. Go.
Macy's, JCPenney's, Gottschalk's, Express, Nordstrom, Zara.
I'm
not going to give you two of those.
Yeah, some of those were not department stores.
Yeah, some of them were just stores, not department stores.
Yeah.
But that's okay, though, because you still have 7 points.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay. All right. Okay, last category.
You can do this. You can absolutely do this, okay. All right? Katie, don't be mean.
Don't be mean.
No.
Usually you say, Katie, be mean.
Well, I love Ray.
Okay, that is
I
true.
I know, and I love Outside Lands. I've never been. I really want to go.
Do you hear that, Katie?
I do
so
hear
So don't
it.
Break her heart.
Don't. Okay. Oof, boy, Ray, I don't want to break your heart. Okay, in 10 seconds, name five different rodents. Go.
We got gerbils, guinea pigs, rats, mice. Marsupials,
no. You're always, Ray, you always start somewhere that I wouldn't have expected,
right.
Okay? But then you veer off and go in the wrong direction. Now, it doesn't matter because you got enough points, which means you're going to Outside Lands.
Right, yeah, you're going outside. Yes, you got yourself the tickets, all right? Congratulations.
I get so nervous. That's what's the problem.
Sure. Yeah, no, yeah. We understand.
It.
We understand. And that's what makes you say things like pink is a color in the rainbow and a marsupial like is a rodent. Because, you know, and everybody says when they see a kangaroo, look at that rat.
Oh, man.
It doesn't matter.
It's okay, Ray.
Congratulations, Ray. I need you to stay on hold. We got to get your information. And listen, when you go on August 11th to Outside Lands, take a bunch of pictures and tag us, okay?
Oh, I will.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Ray's now on hold.
It's Katie from the Wake Up Call, and now that spring is in the air and the weather's getting warmer, it definitely makes you feel hopeful, like your life is full of possibilities, which, if you've been struggling to get pregnant, might not be something you've been feeling much of lately. When you want to grow your family and every month you're hit with that disappointment, it makes it really hard to stay positive. I know this because I've been there. When we wanted to grow our family and then out of nowhere I started having fertility issues, I was devastated. That's when we turned to California IVF and we finally felt hopeful again. They were able to address my infertility issues and now we have the most amazing little Morgan, and we wouldn't have her without California IVF. Find your hope at CaliforniaIVF.com. If California IVF has changed your life, they want you to share your story and be featured in their monthly Moment of Hope video to inspire others. Go to CaliforniaIVF.com/share to submit your story. That's CaliforniaIVF.com/share.
106.5 The End. She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I am not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Some would say that she's too confident. Some would say she's too cocky. It's time to play Are You Smarter Than Katie? Been the bane of her existence her whole life.
Some might say it.
And some might say that you're wrong.
Some might say she hates herself just enough.
Good morning, Kelsey.
Good morning.
You are caller 17. Congratulations. That's part one. Jackpot's only up to, I think, $40. Yeah, $40. But you know what, though? It's the pride of playing. That's the fun part. Turn off your radio, please.
Got it.
All right. Thank you very much. And if I'm on Bluetooth, I'd love to come off of that as well. I got five questions dealing with news and pop culture, brought to you by Garden of Eaton Restaurants. Are you ready to play?
I am.
All righty. Question one. Gypsy Rose, the woman who found fame when she plotted to kill her mother, made a big announcement yesterday. She's pregnant. Yup. The 32-year-old reality star posted a YouTube video saying that she's 11 weeks pregnant with her boyfriend's baby. True or false, the couple met while she was in prison.
True.
Question two. Gladiator was one of the most popular epics of the last 25 years and won Best Picture. Even though it's been 23 years since it came out, we're getting a sequel. And the trailer dropped yesterday for it, and it looks pretty good. To see it, text FIGHT, F-I-G-H-T, to 909-1065. What city is the Colosseum located in? Three seconds. Three, two, one.
Rome.
All righty. And question three, Hurricane Beryl hit America as a Category 1, but it devastated Texas and Louisiana. It killed 7 people and caused millions in damage. Experts are warning, though, that this is just the beginning of what looks like will be a very, very bad hurricane season because of climate change. What direction do hurricanes spin in the northern hemisphere? Clockwise or counterclockwise?
Clockwise.
All right. Question four. JoJo Siwa is far from done with being in our culture. She has a docuseries that is about to come out about her from the creators of Dance Moms. It will show her rise to fame and personal life as well. What was the name of the studio on Dance Moms? Three seconds. Three, two, one.
Trish.
All righty. And question five, Joey Chestnut, who is famous for breaking records and winning titles and breaking hearts, too. He broke another eating record yesterday, and it wasn't for hot dogs. It was for boneless wings. He ate 200 boneless wings in 40 minutes. At that rate, How many would he eat in 2 hours? All righty. Please go get Katie. Bring her back into the studio. And Kelsey, what do you do for a living?
I'm an ultrasound tech for Dignity Health.
An ultrasound tech for Dignity Health. That's fantastic.
I'm trying to think if there's anything I need ultrasound.
Is it only for babies, or do you try to find like hernias and stuff like that too?
I do everything except for the heart.
Everything but the heart.
Sure, that's an echo tech.
Oh, we should send Kevin over there to have his butt ultrasound.
Oh, I think if anything, we need to look at his heart.
All right, Kelsey, I'm going to put you on hold. Katie, you ready to play?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Question one. Gypsy Rose, your favorite. She's the woman who got famous after she plotted to kill her mother.
Yeah. Yes. When her mother was killed.
Right. Yeah. And... but she didn't kill her mother.
No,
she just plotted.
She did not do the actual stabbing.
She made the big announcement yesterday that she's pregnant.
Yes.
Yeah. The 32-year-old reality star posted a YouTube video. She's 11 weeks pregnant with her boyfriend's baby.
Yeah.
And true or false, she met her boyfriend while she was in prison.
True.
Yeah.
But that is not to be confused with her ex-husband, who she also met in prison.
Right. She was very popular as far as prisoners go.
Yeah.
Well, with that face, how could she not be?
Okay.
What?
What?
Question two. Gladiator was one of the most popular epics of the last 25 years. Won Best Picture, won Best Director. Even though it's been 23 years since it came out, we're getting a sequel. Yeah.
Okay. The trailer, never too late, I guess.
The trailer dropped for it yesterday, and it looks pretty good. If you want to see it, again, text FIGHT to 909-1065. What city is the Colosseum located in?
Rome.
That is correct. Rome. You know what's crazy? In the trailer, they show, as far as I know, for the first time in a movie, what the Colosseum looked like when they flooded it with water.
Oh, I didn't know that had never happened.
Yeah, they flooded the Colosseum with water and they would have big boat battles in
what?
It. Yeah, I know. It was wild. It was wild.
Where did they get all that water?
That I'm not quite sure of, but they did it. It was crazy. And then that was going on. And then in the basement is where they kept like the gladiators and the lions and like elephants and like...
And the water didn't get down there?
I guess not. Not enough to make it anyway.
Okay.
Question three. Hurricane Beryl hit America as a category one, but it devastated Texas and Louisiana. Killed 7 people, caused tens of millions of dollars in damage. But experts are warning this is a bad sign that we had this much damage with a hurricane this big, this early in the season. We're getting for a very, very, very bad hurricane season because of climate change. The temperature that the water, the hurricane went over was the temperature for what it's supposed to be at the end of September already.
Okay.
Which is why it was so bad. Do hurricanes in the Northern Hemisphere spin clockwise or counterclockwise?
Hurricanes?
Mm-hmm.
Spin? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
I feels like a trick question.
Well, it's a 50-50.
Clockwise.
I know.
You don't mean tornado.
Correct. I mean hurricanes.
Huh. But
hurricanes also spin.
I'll be damned.
And they spin counterclockwise in the Northern Hemisphere.
Okay.
Question four. JoJo Siwa is far from being done being in your life, Katie.
Comma's a bitch.
Is that
I
a song?
Didn't oh. know better.
Wow. She is a docuseries that's about to come out about her from the creators of Dance Moms, which is where she got her start. It'll show her rise to fame and personal life.
Good God, didn't we already watch that?
I believe so. What was the name of the dance studio in Dance Moms?
ALDC, baby.
Yeah, I'll accept that. The Abby Lee Dance Company.
Yes.
Do you remember what city it was?
It was in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Was it Pittsburgh?
It was Pittsburgh, yeah. Question, we're very proud of that as Pennsylvanians.
Sure.
Question five, Joey Chestnut, who's famous for breaking records, breaking hearts, and winning titles at the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. He broke another record yesterday, boneless wings. He's moved on. He ate 200 boneless wings in 40 minutes. At that rate, How many would he eat in 2 hours?
She's looking for it.
You got this. Have you written anything down?
No, not yet.
All right.
I'm going to say 1,200.
Oh, wow. Half that. 600 points.
Okay.
All right. Kelsey, are you there?
I'm here.
All right. Final score. You got 2. Katie got 3. Woo. Katie wins.
Somebody text in. What was the answer to the city of the...
Oh, did I say it? It's Rome.
Colosseum. Rome.
It's Rome. Katie was right. All righty. And Kelsey, we have nothing for you. We're going to add $20 to the jackpot tomorrow. But what is it that you want to tell us?
I am not as smart as Katie today.
Not today.
You had fun.
But give Katie an ultrasound machine, see if she knows how to run that. Mm-mm. And now word from our sponsor, BetterHelp.com. It's Gavin and Katie.
And Gavin, you're having kind of a day.
I am having a day.
So
yes, I am.
This would be a great day to message your therapist, because you can message your therapist anytime you want with BetterHelp, and they will get back in touch with you.
Yeah.
It's just say, like, listen, I'm struggling today.
I think maybe I'll do that. It's better than just screaming into the sky.
Right.
That's for sure.
It sure is. And that is not a therapeutic way to get through it.
BetterHelp.com is online therapy that is more accessible and better equipped to handle your specific needs than almost any form of therapy that has ever existed. So give it a try today and do it for 10% off by going to BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/wakeupcall, and get started today.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
If you've listened to this show for a minute, you know that I've got story after story about how my daughter Zoe might be evil. This one might have taken it to a brand new level, and I have to tell people so that I release the evil juju that exists in my house out into the world. So my 5-year-old daughter, Zoe, one day was just sitting at the table coloring. I got her this coloring book filled with mermaids. I go over to her because she looks like she's getting frustrated.
Oh.
And she's actually a pretty good colorer for her age. And she's only 5 years old. And I look over and I'm like, what's wrong, Zoe? And she goes, I'm mad that this picture is not turning out the way that I want. And so far, she has colored this mermaid very typical mermaid colors.
Okay.
She's made some artistic choices. It is not Ariel.
Got it.
Either version.
Got it.
Okay. And I say, okay, so what is it that you're trying to do? And she goes, I'm trying to make this mermaid look like a demon.
Oh.
And I said, why is that?
Yeah.
And she goes, I want blood coming out of her mouth.
Oh.
And she's trying to draw, and she did draw the mermaid's smiling mouth with like red blood coming out of it. The whole mouth is red and there's red coming down the mermaid's face.
Oh my.
All right. So first I'm thinking like, okay, well, good news is if mermaids were real, they would have to eat fish. So they probably would have blood on their face.
Sure.
Okay. All right. Fine.
We've already heard about the demon. So
that's true too. She then was mad because she colored the mermaid's eyes also demon red.
God.
And it wasn't enough. It wasn't working.
Okay.
So then I started, how can I help you with this?
Oh, and so you're leaning into the demon.
Well, what are you going to do? If somebody comes at you with evil behavior.
Yeah.
It's better to get them on your side.
Okay. I got you there. I feel you there. Mm-hmm. But because of some of her past evil behavior, what if we started kind of pivoting her away from it?
I've tried that.
Okay, and that was not successful.
It doesn't really work. It's like kind of like, well, I only found 2 left shoes. I'm going to put one on my right foot. You can technically walk with it, but it doesn't feel right.
Okay.
So what I teach her to do is the age-old trick where you make angled lines on eyes that make it look
Oh, on the eyebrows.
Yeah, bad eyes, evil eyes.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
Do like an upside down Nike swoosh.
Kinda. Yeah. And I show her this trick where you can re-angle, like make put a slant in the above eyebrows. The eye and make her look really mad.
Yeah, okay.
And boy, it lit my daughter up. She was thrilled by this.
Yeah.
She was like, what?
Seems like she would be.
She's like, yes.
Yeah.
This is the demon I was going for. Thank you. And now the problem is every picture she draws has angry demon, mad, evil eyes.
Now, we should have seen this coming. And we should have seen this, the storm approaching.
Why is that?
Well, she exclusively likes Disney villains.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
It's her favorite character in every movie. Every is the bad movie. Guy or
and,
girl.
And I mean, she's looking for him. She's waiting for yeah. him. And oftentimes cheers them on.
She does. She gets very upset when they
when
die.
When they get vanquished. Mm-hmm. Should we be worried? And I'm just throwing stuff out here. Mm-hmm. You let me know if it sticks.
Okay.
That a 5-year-old knows what a demon is.
That's a good point. I don't know where she necessarily learned that because we go to church, but there's not a lot of hell talk.
No, our church. I know your church. It's definitely not a hell talk church.
No, it's not a hell talk church. I haven't read her a book about demons.
No.
Not yet. Although the Necronomicon, one of her favorite books, is go to bed.
Man, I wish I knew that reference, but I do believe it's funny.
Okay, you're putting a negative spin on this.
Okay.
Let's try to think of it from a positive spin
okay,
on this.
Okay, nobody's going to try to come in.
That?
Okay, all the monsters you've been scared of your entire life.
Right.
They're not coming in that house.
Seems to be preparing her well to be like a Fortune 500 CEO.
Very much so. Like on Shark Tank, but as one of the sharks.
Exactly.
Okay.
Like if you have somebody that's like, okay, what's the worst decision?
Okay.
They're ready to be a CEO.
Like she will not be happily married.
Mm-mm.
And if she has kids in their adulthood, will not talk to her.
Mm-mm.
But. She'll have a lake house.
Successful.
Successful.
In money.
Only.
Right, okay? Right.
And, of course, summoning from the underworld.
It's all part of it. That's all part of it. If you don't think Jeff Bezos drew angry demon eyes as a kid, you are wrong.
His facts are true because he searches Google. It's Did You Know? With Kevin! Yay! Love it, guys! Yay!
Some kids collect Pokemon cards, not Kevin. Kevin does nothing but collect facts. He's got books and books in mint condition, and he has just gotten back from another fact-finding mission to share 3 more with us. Did You Know with Kevin.
And he also collects Pokemon cards.
Did you know it would take a vampire about 6 minutes and 24 seconds to drain 15% of your blood by biting your neck, enough for them to feed without affecting your circulation or heart rate?
How long?
6 minutes and 24 seconds.
For just 15%?
Of your blood.
We have a lot of blood inside of us.
Can I ask a very stupid question?
Yeah, please.
Do vampires drink your blood through their mouth or through their teeth?
Through their mouth.
So they use the teeth to puncture you.
Yes. Like a vampire bat.
Okay, see, I have to...
You thought they were straws?
Kinda. Okay, I call BS on this.
Okay.
And not just because vampires aren't real.
Right.
It would depend on where they got you on the body. They would have to hit an artery.
Vampires know where to bite, right?
Yes, absolutely. So do phlebotomists. They know where to get the blood from.
How long would it take you, Kevin, to bleed out completely, do you think? 15%?
Your blood clots.
Yeah.
There's no way.
With the things you eat, blood clots. I'm a bleeder.
I see,
that's something that I think vampires probably, vampires are like vampire bats. Vampire bats have stuff in their saliva that declots your, it thins your blood.
Oh, okay.
So maybe vampires, they do too. It's Did You Know with Kevin.
Did you know George Lucas originally hoped Yoda would be played by a monkey wearing a mask?
What?
He hoped for that?
Mm-hmm.
What are some other movie parts, famous movie parts, that could be played by a monkey in a mask?
Have you seen National Treasure?
I have seen National Treasure. Yeah.
His
interesting first choice.
His assistant could be a monkey, okay, and he would do way more than what she did.
What if the girlfriend in Iron Man was played by the girlfriend slash assistant or whatever?
Pepper?
Right. What if
Gwyneth Paltrow part?
What if she is played by a monkey in a
mask?
No,
is she wearing a... Yes. Did the monkey wear a Gwyneth Paltrow mask?
And a blonde wig.
Oh my God, that would be so cute.
If he was like, Pepper, get in here. And it was just...
Yes!
Right.
Like knuckles on the ground and everything. All right, did you know? Give us one more fact, Kevin.
Did you know the world record for competing in the most Olympics is 10? A Canadian named Ian Millar debuted in the...
Oh, you struggled on that word.
Debut?
It's debuted in Equitranian event at the Summer Olympics in 1972 and competed every year until 2012. That was a lot to unpack, and there were big words I have never stumbled
debut
upon.
Debut is not a big
No, debut
big word.
Seems like a pretty standard word.
It's spelled different.
Okay, what did he compete in?
Extrastranian?
Can you point to it for me?
What
if I told you that horses were part of the Olympics?
Yeah, horse riding, of course.
Okay. What's it called?
Horse riding?
Equestrian?
I have never heard of that.
Is that
a game?
Weren't you court ordered to go help kids at equestrian camp one time?
Not equestrian camp. It was a project ride where disabled people have the opportunity to feel like they aren't.
Okay. And then they go through
horses.
Therapy that with the horses and stuff.
It's
okay.
Not Esquarian.
Okay, yeah. Wow. Talk about a guy. Did he win? How many medals did
he win? He only won one medal, a silver in 2008 for team jumping.
He competed in 10
team
Olympics?
Team jumping? Is it him and the horse? Is that the team?
I guess.
Also, Kevin, did you know that part of the Olympics is horse dancing?
There's no such thing.
How can you get a horse to dance?
It's called dressage.
Oh, I know dressaging. That's where they gallop in a circle. That's not dancing.
I don't... You
dancing is like if they twerk waltz.
You thought if the horse is twerking, that's dancing.
Yes.
I believe it's called dressage.
Oh, it's dressage?
I've told you this many times.
Dressage.
It's not dressage.
Kevin, what's dressage?
It's a form of massage. But it's when you massage a horse.
Why do horses need massage?
They're stressed out, Kevin.
They get fed.
They're competing in the Olympics.
Are they competing, or is the rider competing?
Did you hear about the Kentucky Derby?
I heard a bunch
of them are dead.
Like a dozen of those horses died.
Yeah, and they said under
stress,
suspicious circumstances.
Right.
I don't think
so. You think a horse doesn't need a massage? I'm going to tell them.
I think,
and I'm telling everybody at Project Ride too.
Don't tell Project Ride. They still think I volunteered. Here, there.
Married? Congrats. But is your married name better or worse than your old one? It's time for Married Name Upgrade Downgrade on the Wake Up Call.
Presented by Roseville Chevrolet.
And you call 916-909-1065 and you tell us what your maiden name is. What's your first name. What your married name is. Also your first name. And Katie and I, as name experts, doctors of naming, which one's better, which one's worse. Good morning, Kelly.
Hi, good morning.
What was your maiden name, Kelly?
It's Fellman.
Kelly Fellman.
Fellman.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I don't necessarily hate that.
I do not hate it either, because that is a little cutie pie. That is somebody that, like... student body president.
Yeah.
But nice. Like, so nice to everybody.
Here's the thing, though, with Kelly Fellman, because you're not wrong. She's a cutie pie.
Yeah.
But Kelly's doing the heavy lifting. If I told you that the class clown, this kid that was a little rascal in my high school,
we just called him Felman,
you'd believe me.
God, you're right.
It's a masculine, again, masculine name.
You're right.
That sounds like a kid that's up to no good. But you add Kelly to it, and now that's the adorable sister of that kid.
Gavin, you are in my brain, okay? Kelly Felman is absolutely the older sister of Felman.
Right. So what's your married name, Kelly?
It's Sheets.
Oh, what is no. it? Sheets.
Sheets? Like a sheets?
Yeah, S-H-E-E-T-S, like bed sheets.
It makes, I know what bed sheets are, but it makes it sound like your full name is a full sentence where...
Yeah, you're doing something.
You're doing
Kelly,
something.
Kelly, Sheets is a horrible last name.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, what's his first name?
His name is Dylan.
Dylan Felman?
Dylan Felman is Felman.
Yes!
Okay, I gotta tell you, there is no name that goes with Sheets. So it's a downgrade.
That's a downgrade, but Dylan Felman, what a missed opportunity. Thank you so much for calling. This is an interesting first name. Canning?
It's Channing.
Channing. Okay, Kevin forgot the H.
A lady named Channing?
I love that. Now
that is sexy.
That is sexy. All right, Channing, what was your maiden name? Ooh.
Wooly.
Now I'm gonna get personal, but when you were a teenager, were you hairy?
Yeah.
No.
It doesn't even matter. I guess it doesn't matter. Man, you took something so sexy and within a second it became
not sexy.
Just a rough life for you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
All right, what's your married name?
Palmer.
Oh, yes.
We are back in action, baby.
Channing Palmer.
Channing Palmer.
You are a sex symbol.
Yes, she is. And she's like an icon. Like, it doesn't matter the decade, you know?
Right.
Like, remember Channing Palmer's Sports Illustrated swimsuit spread?
Right.
Everybody's going to be like, yeah.
Yeah, she looked hairless. That's what they'll say. Huge upgrade, Channing.
Huge.
Thank you so much for calling. Leilani?
Yes. Okay. Leilani.
Leilani. Okay, we got three names to work with here. We changed lanes somewhere in there, so we'll get to that in a second. What was your maiden name?
Winiger.
Leilani Winiger was your maiden name, and it sounds like something you find in the pantry and you throw it away.
It sounds like some sort of spice that you need to add to make dough rise if you can't find yeast.
Right. Damn it. It says we need a teaspoon of Leilani Winiger. I don't even know where you buy that. Okay, and then you got married, and what was your name then?
Leilani Rodericks.
Okay, Leilani Rodericks isn't bad.
It's not.
It's a mouthful.
Yeah, it also sounds a little pretentious.
Yes, it does.
Like, the Rodericks, he's the district attorney. We get it. And
right.
You really wear that as a badge of honor as his wife.
Right.
Okay, then now, so we dropped him.
So it's interesting you said him. Then we decided to change lanes. And you married a woman, correct?
Atta girl.
Absolutely.
All right, so let's see if we did a little bit better in the name department. Leilani, what now?
Larrett.
Like carrot?
Like carrot.
Okay.
Leilani Larrett.
I love alliteration.
I love alliteration. It works. It works for me.
That's the best one of all three.
Without question.
Leilani Larrett is great. I trust her with my kids.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She has her own daycare.
Right. And she's very pretty.
Mm-hmm. And so is her wife. Yeah. Like, you see them together and it starts giving you thoughts.
It's the kind of thing where, like, you see the two of them together and then your wife hits you to say, stop it.
Right. Yeah.
They seem hairless.
Gavin!
Okay, that's it. Thank you for making it all the way to the end of the podcast. This is where the good stuff is.
Yes.
You know, it's a nice finish.
You've gotten through everything. We got it through it together.
Right.
And now we're on the other side of it.
And you most likely need therapy. So go to betterhelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off online therapy. Betterhelp.com.